When selling a home, you expect to see several things. You expect the home to look neat, taken care of. You expect to either see furniture or an empty house. You expect to be able to walk around and see if the flow is right, if it checks all the boxes you need to fit your family. But you may not expect something like virtual staging when looking at the online photos. Let's get into what is virtual staging versus home staging.
Hi, it's Kasha McDaniel, and I am a home stager decorator, and you're listening to the Creative Home Podcast, where I talk about staging and decorating and all things associated with your home. So take a listen.
Hi, and welcome back to another Creative Home Podcast. I am your host, Kasha McDaniel, and I am interested in hearing about what you guys think about this. Because as a home stager, I try and make your home appeal to as many people as possible when I'm staging it. That is why certain things are done to help sell a home, whether the wall paint needs to change, or some furniture gets moved around, or we pack up a bunch of things to help reduce the clutter. It's all to help you sell your home because we're not decorating it to your taste, okay? We're trying to appeal to a larger crowd. So some of you may have run into virtual staging and you may or may not be put off with it. Let me explain. So virtual staging is basically taking the professional photos that were taken and then adding furniture and elements to make it look furnished when in actuality it is not. So you may not realize it until you actually show up at the house. Maybe there was something there that you're like, wow, that's a really cool feature. And there's some really cool, you know, furniture in there that has, you know, a large sofa or a big sectional or a nursery or whatever it was. So I want to talk about some pros and cons to virtual staging and let you kind of make up your mind on what you think works best for you. So some pros to virtual staging is that it can be cheaper than having real rental furniture in the space, okay? So maybe your house is empty and you have to get some rental furniture, okay? With virtual staging, there's no minimum monthly costs because some furniture you have to rent for a month, maybe two. Even if the house gets sold in a month, you still have to pay for the 2 months of rental furniture, okay? So be careful when you're reading those contracts. Make sure you understand exactly what, you know, how long you need to pay for. Okay. So putting in just the pictures of a couch, of a mirrors, the things on the mantle, whatever they do to kind of gussy up the picture, those are all fake, right? So it's just in the picture, right? So another pro to virtual staging is that nothing can get broken or stolen. Right? So maybe there is this beautiful mirror or beautiful piece of artwork or something like that. Maybe there's a statue in there. Or there's some plants or whatever. Nothing can get broken. That's a good thing, right? Maybe you're kind of worried about that kind of stuff if you have that, you know, those types of, you know, high-end pieces in your home, right? But the other thing is that with virtual staging, maybe rental furniture may not be an option in your area. Now, I used to offer rental furniture and staging vacant houses, but I no longer do that. I used to have a vendor that would help me with that, but they moved away, shut down business, and it was just, the next one was, there was too many moving parts. It just made it really difficult for me to do that and help you and still have a cohesive package to make it all look together, right? It's kind of hard, you know, think about it. If you're going, you know, to, you know, multiple stores, like you're going to Target, to Home Goods, to wherever, you know, to go find different things to pull a room together, that's the same thing that I have to do too when it comes to furniture. So it's not as easy. You have to work with different vendors. So rental furniture may not be an option. Maybe that's not, you know, when you call around, it's like, no, we don't do vacant home staging. So that, you know, that may be part of it, right? Pardon the interruption. One quick thing. If you are moving soon and you're listening to this podcast because you want to get tips on how to get your house sold faster and may need something to help you stay organized before, during, and after the move, check out my PCS Moving Checklist Planner. It has 14 spreadsheets in Google Sheets that you can edit and print.
I have checklists to remind you to pick up records, what to do with utilities, household items, pre-packing, packing the car, and so much more. Plus, I even have checklists to move a small business with you and all those ankle biter tasks you need to do for your small business, and checklists for an international move. So check out my PCS Moving Checklist Planner. It's on my Etsy shop. I'm going to put the link in the show notes. And this is not just for military moves. Anyone can benefit from these moving checklists to stay organized. Like I said, I'll leave the link in the show notes. Okay, so we covered some pros to virtual staging. Now let's go over some cons to use virtual staging, right? So furniture pieces may not be to scale if it's done incorrectly. So maybe someone who's doing the, you know, adding these pictures or adding these furniture pieces to your pictures, maybe their scale isn't quite right. They should use the right software. It does take software to do this kind of a thing. But if it's, you know, a regular sofa, that's a good, you know, 7 to 9 feet long. And normally that gives you a good sense of scale, kind of show you, hey, that's a big wall, you know, we can put a couch there. But if they don't, you know, if they kind of squish it a little bit, or if they, you know, play with it just to make it fit right, then that could be a con because it's not done to scale, right? Okay. Another con is that if there's no furniture in the house when the clients come for a walkthrough, right? Maybe they expected furniture to be there because they saw the pictures, right? And it fakes out the people when they expect to see furniture in the room. They're kind of like, wait, hold on a second. I just got... What? Did something happen here? What? This was just listed yesterday and the furniture's all gone. What happened? Well, that's because there was never any furniture there. All right. So that's a con to using virtual staging. Okay. It may be, you know, something that people are not, you know, used to seeing. It's not a common thing. So it kind of puts them off a little bit, right? So you want to put yourself in the buyer's shoes. If you are looking to buy a home, because you probably will, right? Because after you sell your home, you're going to be looking at new houses, right? Or other houses, right? Be aware that some people may use virtual staging to sell their home. Now, how would that make you feel when you had a certain expectations based on the pictures, right? Would you go, oh, yeah, okay, they're kind of faking us out here. They put the furniture in here and yeah, no, it's not here now, you know? So kind of put yourself in their shoes, right? Now, as a seller, would you use virtual staging or do real home staging? Some of you may not have a choice because I know that empty houses take longer to sell than a staged home. Here's a good quick fact for you. Buyers spend, on average, 7 to 8 minutes walking through an empty house versus 30 to 40 minutes in a staged home with real furniture. Wow, that's a big difference. You want buyers to spend more time because that reels them into putting in an offer. You know, think about it. Just like Costco, where the aisles aren't labeled on purpose, you spend more time looking around trying to find things in there than in an empty warehouse, right? They want you to wander. They want you to pick up on things. Oh, you know, didn't know you needed this. Kind of like Target, same kind of thing, right? Same thing with the house that has furniture and stage. You're walking through the house and you're like, oh yeah, I can, you know, this would be a great playroom, or, you know, this bathroom is bigger than I thought it was, you know, because the pictures don't always give you the full effect that sometimes you're looking for. Or maybe there's a flow, you know, kind of like, oh, this is an open space. Oh, there's a, you know, maybe a den or an office I can put off to the, you know, on the side of the living room that I can put over here, you know? So you want to think about how this affects, you know, how you sell your home. So just like Costco, right? Same thing with your home. As the home seller, think about which option works best for you to sell your home quickly. I hope these pros and cons give you just a better idea on virtual staging and what it can and may not do very well for your home. I know I've seen lots of pictures, sometimes, not lots, some pictures where you see a picture of the empty living room and then a picture with the fake furniture in there and the virtual staging, right? It's kind of weird to see that. It's like you see the picture twice. It's like, what? For me, I'd rather not see that twice, but that's just me. You guys make your decision, okay? I've given you some pros. I've given you some cons. Take a look at it and see if that helps you, okay? I hope this gives you a better perspective on what you can do to sell your house faster.
All right. I hope you guys have a fantastic week. We'll talk to you later.